This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Serious note today. So, Doc Ram's with us. Rick, I'm looking at a post, veteranstoday.com. And it says, your radiation this week. By Bob Nichols, and it's subtitled Facing a Dying Nation. May 6, 2017. Here's how it goes on to say, a big reason Americans know they suffered through such high RADs in 2009 is because the government decided somewhere in the Pentagon that killer RADs showered on the unsuspecting public is worth it. Staying a world power and all. In 2009, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Chicago, Illinois, got radiated the worst. Sure, some residents croaked, and some are still very sick and dying from it, but it was worth it. The real rad, this is the real rad and the real dead people we're talking about here. This is exactly word for word what this post is saying. Not my words. If you have a friend or a loved one who passed from suspected rad poisoning, just suck it up. Thank you for your sacrifice. I'm sorry. Thank you for their sacrifice. So the God narrative goes. High gamma count, 2009, Pittsburgh, 75,000 counts per minute. High beta count, 2009, Chicago, 2.5 million counts per minute. Later, the beta radiation count was quietly dropped by the government just when residents needed to know about this rad stuff. We're all damaged, and some were killed by this on purpose. Rad dosing. Rad dosing of the population by these psychopaths. The rad poisoning is still going on, too. This is way over the line. This was then and is now premeditated murder. It's a simple murder charge under the state laws. Reign in arrest. Do a proper trial and execute these homicidal morons and their accomplices. This Veterans Today article is evidence. There are about 8,000 district attorneys in the states. This is the kind of thing they're supposed to prosecute. Capital murder. You know, he's got a lot of very good points here. He's absolutely right. Murder. That's what they're doing. Premeditated, slow kill murder. Now, according to this table, it says that table of poisoned American cities, total gamma and beta radiation per hour for 2009. Pittsburgh, 75,000 counts per minute. Kansas City, Kansas, 50,000.
Louisville, Kentucky. You can get all of that updated every minute at netec.net or .com. Mm-hmm. The Nuclear Emergency Tracking Center, netec.com, I think it is.
Louisville, Kentucky, 43,000. Rochester, New York, 34,000. Nashville, Tennessee, 25,000. I'm just reading the first number. I'm not even rounding. These numbers are actually low. Madison, Wisconsin, You don't hear much about Madison, Wisconsin. 20,000. Dallas, Texas, 16,000. Colorado Springs, Colorado, 16,000. Washington, D.C., 14,000. And Pierre, South Dakota, 14,000. The reason I'm mentioning this, these are places that we don't really think about very often. Pierre, South Dakota, we don't hear much about Pierre or Madison, Wisconsin. But there it is. There it is. So, Rick, overhead, we're breathing it. We're breathing it. I learned that my neighbor has the same malady that I have, the same lung problem that I have, exactly the same symptoms that I have.
Yeah. That's a shame. I don't know what to say, Jeff. I just don't know what to say.
Okay. Rick, there's no escape. There's absolutely no escape. There are not enough respirator filters, even if they could do the job. There are not enough hazmat suits for us all to wear, even if they could do the job, to protect us from these morons, these mad politicians, these evil business people who have, for their own personal gain, have sold us out and polluted the entire planet. Rick, are the oceans toxic to the point where the sea life has got all kinds of deformations? They're bleeding. The fish are bleeding.
Some parts of it are starting to show wear and tear. So, you know, it's hard to know because, you know, while our technologies are good, we're not that good yet, obviously. We don't have a clue how, you know, the importance of carbon dioxide is to the trees, for example. We talk about the ozone layer, but at the same time, you know, carbon dioxide is necessary for a healthy planet. And so when they talk about global warming and carbon dioxide, it's, you know, making assumed truths, and we don't know. We simply don't know.
Rick, we have about 500,000 Volkswagens that have been sidelined and they're parked because of the scandal of Volkswagen manipulating the test sequence programming so that the Volkswagens would test for lower emissions while when they're during the test cycle, but when they're actually on the road, they're emitting more pollutants. Okay? So Volkswagen, what that really means is one of the largest automakers in the world can't figure out how to meet government regulations. Okay, government say, all right, here's what you're going to do. You know, last year you allowed pollution, or we polluted X number of units, 50 units. Next year, 10 units. Make it happen. And they act like just because they say make it happen, scientists can make it happen. Well, sometimes science can't make it happen. So what happened is Volkswagen got beat up and they were forced to buy back some of these vehicles. So it's about 500,000 of them. And they're just being parked. Now, they're rotting. These vehicles are being rotting because they're not being used. So we've already gone through all the pollution to make these vehicles. They were perfectly acceptable. Yes, they were polluting more than the government wanted. And yes, Volkswagen lied. And yes, it was a crime. I agree with all that. But on the other hand, are we just going to throw away all of that work, all of that pollution that we've already made in constructing these vehicles? That's insanity. Absolute insanity. It's kind of like cash for clunkers. That was insanity as well. So here we have vehicles that we could be using. We're going to let them rot. We don't know what to do with them. It's a major financial loss that everybody's going to pay for that buys Volkswagens. And then we're going to replace them with something else that's going to make more pollution in the construction of these replacements. Who are these people? It's absolute insanity. Now, if you want to beat somebody up, you beat up the top management of Volkswagen, you arrest the president, you arrest the heads of the departments that are involved in the engineering people, everybody who signed off on these designs, you arrest them. And you put them in prison. And then the other companies say, General Motors will say, wow, look what they did to Volkswagen. We're not going to do that. And you arrest the board of directors. And you put them in prison. And then you have people who are afraid that if they do the wrong thing, they're going to go to prison. And you round up the guys who were involved in the design and the manufacturing, the top management of General Electric, and all those other companies who were involved in the Fukushima nuclear reactor disaster. You round them up, try them, arrest them, and put them in prison. And then we'll start to see some clearer, better designs that are more friendly to the Earth. I think that's the answer. And any politicians who are involved, arrest them too and put them in prison for a long time. I mean, like, at least a lifetime.
Well, there's
I would
a
like
need
to see people go to jail. I would like to see people go to prison for their crimes. Just like I think ethanol, corn to ethanol, is a hoax. What an idiotic idea. Taking food and turning it into alcohol and then making everybody buy it for their vehicles and get fewer miles per gallon. Does that make any sense? I don't think so. And you have stupid, ignorant politicians who get bribed into voting for that kind of thing. And I remember sitting in the car with one of these stupid, ignorant politicians, former politician, high-ranking guy, never finished college. And I remember looking at him, I was behind the wheel, and I said, did you ever take a science class? This guy wanted to be state auditor. I said, he ran for it. He ran for state auditor. I looked at him and I said, did you ever take an accounting class? No. He's a theology major. Praise the Lord. Studied the Bible and takes bribes. Oh, pretty frustrating to me. I don't know, Rick, I'm getting grumpy.
Yeah?
I don't know.
When you start
steroids.
To really look at something, there are several ways you can see it, and some of them don't have nice endings.
Well, I can't figure out a nice ending for this radiation problem, Rick. Can you?
There isn't one. That's the whole deal. It serves no purpose. It had a double-edged sword when it was used in medicine, but there are better cures for cancer now.
Just got a call this morning. We got a call this morning from our daughter, a good friend of hers. His wife has a brain tumor. And of course, the first thing I thought about was electromagnetic radiation. She's a teacher. Where are the access points in the school? Does she spend a lot of time in the lab? Is there a microwave transmitting antenna right near her? Does she use her cell phone a lot? Is there a microwave tower where she lives? What do they have in her house?
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433. 720-432-6433.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger, and now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I want to thank our friends at YouTube who have decided that USA Prepares is advertiser unfriendly. Rick, we are not advertiser friendly, according to YouTube, because of the kind of things we talk about. We talk about disasters, and we talk about riots, and we talk about things that people are doing and what to do about them. So in terms of advertisers, we're not friendly. Now, we could fix that. We could talk about who's got the best hamburgers in Springfield, Missouri, and that would probably make us more advertiser-friendly on YouTube. However, because we are not advertiser-friendly, I want to tell you that what I've noticed is since we've been determined advertiser-unfriendly, our ranking has gone up. We are right this minute. Thank you, Genesis Communications Network. We're number two. We're number two.
I remember when we first started, and you were excited when we were number 11.
Well, right now on Genesis, we're number two, according to GCNLive.com. Thank you so much, class, for making that happen. Now, who deserves the credit? Your instructors. Guys like Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Norm Shealy, John Reagan. Gwyneth,
how is John Reagan doing, by the way? I haven't heard from him for a while.
John Reagan has his own set of concerns. They're health-related. And I'm not going to spill the beans because I haven't been given permission. But all of us are a little worse for wear. how all of us have, I believe that one of the things that helps us not do as well as we might normally do is because we read about so many bad things. I believe that, and we report on them, and we share these with our friends and family, I think it takes its toll on us. I really do. Ricky, it's not that we go looking for bad things. It's just that they seem to jump out at us. And, we're talking about Fukushima. We're talking about Hanford. We're talking about the things that are in front of us that we pay attention to. Like, 3,000 workers have taken cover at the Hanford Reservation. 3,000 workers. Shelter in place. They were told to shelter in place. Who's involved? They're on an immediate lockdown. The feds are involved. The state's involved. The locals are involved. I mean, it's a big deal. And we look at that, and I believe that, when we talk about these things, we naturally extrapolate in our minds based on the formal training we've had, the informal learning that we've done, the lifelong learning that we have. We put all that together, connect the dots, and we go, this isn't good. This is pretty serious. And my reaction to Fukushima the day after it happened, I said it was the worst man-made disaster since Noah's flood. That came right out of my mouth. I didn't plan that. I was on the radio, and that came out. And I stand by it. I still stand by it. It's true. And this Hanford thing, this is man-made. It didn't have to happen. Every bit of it's man-made. And all those workers are told, just wear these badges. This is good. It's safe. It's safe because, how do we know it's safe? Because the workers before scientists say it's safe. It's good. We've got business partners that say it's safe. The government says it's safe. You guys are in good shape. Don't worry about it. Everything's fine. Then they have a collapse. Tunnel collapses. They've got 2,600 railroad cars buried underground with radioactive waste. They don't know what to do with them. There's no plan. There's no plan that's good. And what do? They say, take cover now. How big is the Hanford Reservation? It's half the size of Rhode Island. It's half the size of a tiny state. It's a pretty big place. And it's leaking radioactivity.
Yeah,
George, in New Hampshire, welcome. George in New Hampshire, welcome. You're on with Rick Miller and me.
Hi. I just wanted to say two things, if I could. One is, there's a new brain tumor removal technique that the Swedes have discovered, and it's now in the United States, and it uses ultrasound combined with magnetic resonance imaging, and they focus a beam, not unlike a magnifying glass, the way you'd focus a beam of light, and it would burn out the tumors without any incisions. And
Without invasion? Can you hold through the break and tell us more about this when we come back?
Sure.
I think, and maybe, I know the guy who, I know him pretty well. He's in Virginia. He might love to hear from you. So let's talk about that. Georgia, New Hampshire, USA Prepares Instructor. We'll be right back.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenics.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
It's gonna be sliding.
I know you winner today's hot.
What?
You've got your take my when you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, you're getting a chance to see USA Prepares in action. What I mean by that is we have someone who has a problem with a brain tumor, and Georgia, New Hampshire, USA Prepares instructor calls in with some information that is something that we didn't know about. George, please continue.
Yes, if I could just give out just a small bit of information that anyone in the listening audience who has such a problem could contact this outfit. They sound like a good outfit. They're called Swedish Medical Center, and they're in Seattle, Washington.
I know Swedish. I've been there.
Okay, so what do you think of it, Dr. Rick?
Swedish is, Harborview is better. I prefer the University of Washington. It's about the toys. The whole thing is networked. And so the polyclinic and all of the different medical up there is like Loma Linda. It's just unbelievable. You can get anything done there. And your sports medicine is state of the art. Out where I live, you're lucky to get what you get. Swedish is okay. You're thinking of doing something there?
Well, not for me, but what it was that I know that there's different techniques that aren't well known instead of incisional surgery.
Yeah.
They can use ultrasound.
Swedish,
I don't even know.
Like right in there.
Good.
Yeah, they're connected with the polyclinic, and the polyclinic has probably got the best surgeons ever. I mean, really. They really do. Seattle is really good for medicine. It's about toys. That's why the UW is considered the fourth richest university in the world, because of the toys. That's where the research happens, when you have toys.
Well, you know, too, it's also the men and women behind those toys that really make the difference, because
you're working with advanced technology, and so it right out of the gate eliminates the average person that's there to run 7 patients an hour rather than 6, so they can make an extra $200 an hour.
Right. They even have a mention of a mission statement that mentions a high priority on charity care as well. So it sounds like the heart's in the right place. And this technique, I know, there's a lot of techniques coming out of different places that, for whatever reason, it just doesn't seem to get to the population. And you know, and I know, the hand, no matter how precise, and it was the slightest miscalculation or just slightly off, and everybody's different, it could make the difference between coming out of an operation successfully or in a worse condition, right?
Well, then that's why surgery generally requires somebody that's also making jewelry. Yeah, you know, that movement of the hand, especially. So that's surgery is requires a certain kind of touch. Anesthesiology is the highest thing in medicine, and then you the next one down would be brain surgery, and then heart surgery, and then normal surgery, and then you fall down into OBGYN and all the rest of it. But in terms of rigor and class, all your high-end studies are done in surgery and anesthesiology. That's where all the spooks would be.
George, I'm looking at the website. I'm looking at the website right now, Swedish, SWEDISH.org. And there's a page that says, new treatment for essential tremor is life-changing. It says, essential tremor, a movement disorder, can make it nearly impossible for some people to use their hands. A breakthrough treatment called focused ultrasound has been very successful in helping many patients. Swedish is the only hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer the treatment. And then it says, one patient says focused ultrasound gave him his life back, and then there's a video. I will put a link to this article on the website USA Prepares. And Georgia, this is a really good information for people to do more research for themselves to find out if this makes sense for them. Really good point. And something that's new to me. I didn't know about this.
Well, no, I know that you can't be everywhere. You share your life experiences. Dr. Rick shares his life experiences. And I mean, it's kind of like we're looking in different directions of a compass, and I can see things on my front that you can't, and vice versa. But you know, and I know, if we just share the information with each other, and sometimes, I won't go on and on, I'll just say something as simple as if you see somebody choking, they're just choking or they're coughing, just putting your arms over your head straight up can make all the difference to open a windpipe. And I was in a place, and I saw a man having problems. I remember somebody taught me that trick. So I went over to him, and I said, look, put your arms up. Put your hands up. And then, and he did, and it seemed to clear up after a while. And he came over to me later, and he thanked me. He says, you know, I appreciate you coming over and giving me that tip. It helped me. But it was a minor thing. But it's like you know, if we just all give our little minorness all along the way. I, you know, like I said, like your program, it's a blessing. And I mean, and you're drawing like a magnet people who are like-minded. And like I said, God only knows the, you probably won't know until you get to the other side, maybe the extent of the help, you know, you've given people. And I mean, and like I said, just as there's people who are trying to help people, there are people out there, you know, by negligence or whatnot, that are poisoning the planet, ripping people off, and leaving people the worse for it in so many different ways and at so many different levels. So that's all I can say. But I just wanted to pass that on when I heard, and like I said, is that I was happy that I happened to have that tidbit of information. And as always, gentlemen, I like your program. I like you, gentlemen. And like I said, God bless, okay?
George, thank you so much for being with us today. It's George, New Hampshire, USA Prepares Instructor.
I have to end with a comedy in part of it when the president goes up to the alien and says, why can't we, Jack Nicholson, why can't we all just get along? And the alien laughs. Yeah.
Why can't we all just...
Good luck with that, man.
Why can't we all just... That's because we have politicians.
Yeah, right. Good luck with that, man.
Yeah. Going up to a politician, it's like... How can anybody stand being involved with politicians? You know, I think one of the best things that we could do is socially isolate these politicians. You know, if they show up for an event, you know, kissing babies and things like that, that just I find revolting. If I had a baby, I would never let a politician touch my baby, nor my wife. I find just the thought of politicians revolting. They will steal from people things that the politicians don't own and promise them to other people for favors. That's like they're brokers. They're brokers in a theft ring. That's what they are.
Whatever it works. Just, you know, that's the... Yes. Politics and religion.
You know, and I don't need a broker in religion either. that's between...
You need someone to talk to God for you, like the Pope?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the Pope, the priest, the, you know, the rabbi, the minister, whoever it may be, the preacher.
The creature,
you know,
yeah.
I'm telling you, I live in the buckle of the Bible Belt here. Okay. This is Praise the Lord Central. There's a church that has 3,500 seats. It's called the James River Assembly of God. And if you don't show up, I mean, I'm not a member of that corporation. If you don't show up for services, they call you because they notice that your donation was missing.
Yeah.
And they want to know, is everybody okay? You guys okay? Because we haven't seen you in services. You know, and churches today, the big ones, have facial recognition. So they can scan and see if you're getting enough praise the Lord.
And,
Vinny, you weren't there. Are you okay?
Yeah, what I heard is scary last week is that the Mossad went out and arrested 400 Palestinians for future crimes. It happened.
Future crimes?
Yeah. The computer said these guys are going to do this in 28 minutes. Mm-hmm. And that was good enough to arrest them.
Yeah, and how do you...
In the new world.
How do you defend yourself against that?
It's crazy.
How do you defend yourself against that?
You run maritime law, commander in chief, and have a rail gun.
Rick, I'm afraid that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that the villagers are going to have had enough, and they're going to start.
Network.
Their own brand of vigilante.
Yeah, I'm not going to take
justice.
It anymore. Yeah, good luck with that, too.
Yeah.
What they've done is they've gone out and found all the sociopaths to fly those aircraft that lay down the chemtrails. They have found the sociopaths to fit the armor and Napoleon complex needed for the kind of law enforcement we currently enjoy. They've gone out. The military. I don't believe it, man. We're going to stare at this goat until it dies. That's typical.
Well, I can see what's happening. It's we've talked about de-policing here at USA Prepares, and what that means is the cops are realizing that they're not getting the respect that they demand. Now, I'm not saying they deserve it.
They have to earn it.
That's exactly right. I don't respect anyone who hasn't earned it. I don't start out respecting people. They earn my respect by deeds and actions, not words. Deeds and actions. You know, the kind of thing that people do when they think nobody's looking. I'm talking about good deeds. You know, there are people who do nice...
between morals and ethics. There you are.
Hmm? Yeah.
Ethics, morals, you do it.
You know, I was talking with a gal yesterday. And for those who have had the occasion to meet one of our boys, he sees things in black and white. Not too much gray area in the way he looks at things. It's either right, wrong, do it, don't do it, that kind of thing. And he said something very, very interesting. He said, "Dad, I'm absolutely sick of people throwing their broken beer bottles or empty beer bottles or cans or trash or McDonald's wrappers or Burger King wrappers. I'm sick of picking them up because I don't want our cows to eat them and choke and die on this trash that they feel that they need to throw out the window on our farm." I'll tell you what he said when we come back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, our son sees things in black and white. One of our boys does. And he said, Dad, I'm sick of picking up these glass bottles, these broken bottles. I'm sick of being concerned about the cows and the damage that this trash can do to them. They can eat these plastic Walmart bags that people throw out. It sounds like we live in a dump, but it's not the case. But people do throw their trash right out their windows, and we're sick of it. So he mentioned this, and he said, you know, what would happen, Dad, if that trash ended up not on our farm, over the fence that people throw their bottles and stuff, and it ended up back in the road? What would happen? I kind of looked at him like, interesting thought. Well, I happened to see two Budweiser beer bottles in the middle of the road yesterday on this dirt road. Now, it's a dirt road, and you can see where the tire prints have been because, you know, you can see the tracks. So here are these two aluminum bottles. I haven't never seen those before, but they ended up on our road, and they were in the middle of the road. And so while we're working on the fence, you know, just down the road from us, we could see the cars and the trucks slowly going around these bottles. Now, I wonder how many of them it will take to be in the road before the people who live on this road have had it, just like we've had it. And then if they see somebody throwing trash out, they'll, like, ram their vehicle. I wonder what it's going to take to stop this nonsense. I don't know. But we're not picking up the trash. We're not going to pick up the trash in the road anymore. We're not going to do it. We're going to leave it there. We're going to leave it there until everybody gets sick of it. We're going to pick it up on our farm so the cows don't, you know, get hurt. But, you know, it's annoying, Rick, people's irresponsible behavior, their carelessness, their cavalier attitude toward their neighbors. Obviously, these people are our neighbors that are doing this. Why?
Usually because it's someone young that is in a hurry and doesn't think until later in life when they have to pick up their own trash.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's something that I'm going to blame their parents, and I'm going to blame the school system.
That's right. That's where they learn their behavior.
You know, I was taught, don't do things that aren't nice. Don't do things to other people that you wouldn't want them to do to you. I remember when one of my students would get out of his, he'd come to our factory in Virginia. He'd get out of his car and drop his cigarette butt in our driveway and then put it out with his foot. And he'd leave it there. And he left it there. And he'd do it day after day after day. Finally, I'd had it with him. I didn't say anything. So I was teaching class at our factory every other day. The students all arrived at our factory, and they're all ready for class to begin. And I said, I'll be right back. And I went and I got my trash can from the classroom. And I walked right outside, and they're all looking at me. Where's Mr. Finelli going? I took my trash can, opened this guy's door to his car, and I emptied my trash can in his car. I emptied my trash can in his car. And then I made sure I tapped it out so everything, left the trash can. And then I brought the trash can in, and I didn't say a word. Not one word. That was crystal clear that I didn't like what he was doing. And you know what? He never did it again. And no one else even thought about doing it again. So, you know, there are things that you can do to teach people lessons. Now, I'm not saying I had some gooey, drippy, syrupy stuff in there. I didn't. I mean, it was all dry trash. But it was trash. And he had to pick it out. And he was absolutely shocked that anyone would do what I did.
Well, he was doing it. He just didn't see himself doing it.
Well, cigarette butts are trash. I mean, what do they think? They magically disappear? Those things have a half-life of probably 50 years.
Well, yeah.
Rick,
good morning.
Rick, I apologize for being grumpy. But a couple more weeks and I'll be off these steroids and maybe I'll be less grumpy. But I'm not taking it anymore. And actually, it's really good because the state of Missouri's coming after us for another $1,000. I think they've exceeded their time limit. I think they lost this battle. Second, 2 out of 2, I think they've lost. And I'll keep our class updated as to how we're faring against the big bad state of Missouri's Division of Revenue. Rick, thanks so much. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.